Five of the most bizarre things to masturbate to. A cracked after-hours fic. Written by Lioness Valenti. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. With nothing left to talk about, Michael comes up with a topic of discussion. Dan scratched the back of his neck and gave the table a long, appraising look. So, we really have nothing? Michael dropped his head down and poked at his cheeseburger, clearly avoiding Dan's gaze. It's impossible, Dan said. He glanced over at Soren, who didn't quite look back at him. It was weird how no one seemed to be able to meet his eyes. There's no way that we've completely exhausted the entire spectrum of pop culture. Everyone has an off night, Katie said, and he could hear the pity in her voice. He cared about this too much. We can talk about Star Wars again. There has to be 100 Star Wars things we can discuss. Or, Soren said pointedly, we could just eat and not talk like normal people do. We could try to be normal co-workers. No! Michael slammed a fist against the table, and the cutlery and glasses shook. That is where I draw the line. Let's talk. Weirdest place you ever had sex. Go. Katie rolled her eyes. No, besides, that doesn't have anything to do with pop culture. Fine. Weirdest TV show or movie you've ever masturbated to. I'll start. Michael grinned. Golden Girls. We're not going to... Dan started, but then he stopped. Golden Girls? Really? Please tell me it was during one of the Blanche scenes, Soren said. If it was during Blanche scenes, that doesn't make it okay, but I can understand. Michael shook his head as he picked up his cheeseburger with both hands. Do not underestimate the appeal of Estelle Getty. Hey, that painting of the naked B. Arthur sold for $1 million, Katie said. There's really no accounting for taste. Dan wrinkled his nose. Can we end this conversation now? Pocahontas, Soren said quickly, maybe just to turn the conversation away from the Golden Girls. The Disney movie. I was 13. Dan threw his hands up in the air. No one was listening to him. I don't think that's that weird, she said. She was pretty stacked for a 12-year-old. Unless you're talking about the wacky raccoon sidekick, or the hummingbird sidekick, or the dog sidekick. That movie had a lot of sidekicks to choose from. And Mel Gibson's voice, Michael added with his mouth full. No, it was Pocahontas, Soren said. None of the animals or dudes. It's not that weird, Dan said, finally resigned. Apparently they were talking about this, and he had no choice but to go along. And you were 13. You probably walked it to Hallmark commercials. Is that your weirdest thing? Soren shot back. I bet Dan's was My Little Pony, Michael said with a sneaky little smile. The 80s variety. Katie laughed. Dan, were you a brony before it was cool? It's not cool, Soren said, lowering his spoon into his bowl of soup. He shook his head and muttered, it's never been cool, it's never going to be cool. Just stop, please, Dan replied, placing his fingers to his forehead. He sighed and straightened up in his chair. They were all looking at him, waiting, and they were going to keep guessing if he didn't tell them something. He could lie, but they would probably know. They always knew. He picked up his Coke and quickly mumbled into his glass as quickly as he could. There may have once been, and this was an isolated incident with lots of surrounding circumstances, a moment with Hocus Pocus. Soren studied him seriously for a moment. Sarah Jessica Parker? If Dan could have crawled beneath the table, he would. Kathina Jamie. The table erupted into laughter, and after a moment of feeling awkward and embarrassed, Dan laughed too. Someone has had to be embarrassing, and really, Michael's was probably worse, but he didn't give a shit, so why should Dan? Dan looked across the table at Katie. What about you? She shook her head. No way. It might be male bonding to talk about jerking off in a not gay way, but women don't. I don't buy it for a second, Soren said right away. Women just have those vibrator parties. They have to be talking about it. We told you ours, Michael said, and Dan told us his. So that means there isn't anything much lower than that. Dan rolled his eyes. Thanks. Fine, Katie said. She sighed loudly. It's not a TV show or a movie. Not exactly. It might have been some particularly steamy X-Files fan fiction. Happy? Yes, Soren said, appearing to be genuinely pleased. Scully porn is something I can get behind. It wasn't Scully, Katie said slowly. It was Moira and Krycek. They might have been rage-fucking against a wall. The one-arms guy? Dan asked with a wrinkled brow. Katie shrugged. The heart wants what the heart wants, and a 15-year-old girl who wants to indulge her fantasies about a couple of sexy TV characters definitely gets what she wants, because the internet exists. That wasn't the only one you did it to, was it? Michael asked, leering suggestively at her. How many other soiled X-Files fanfiction are there, Katie? Katie picked up her water and smirked. Nope, I'm done. I participated in the conversation. Unless you guys want to go for another round of awkward masturbatory stories, I'm not saying a word. They were silent for a few seconds, until Michael said, I've also masturbated to Home Improvement, and Home Improvement fanfiction. Did you know there was Home Improvement fanfiction? Heidi got a lot of action. In the butt. Soren shook his head. No, Michael. No, we're done. But I have a whole list of 80s and 90s sitcoms to talk about, Michael said. If I knew we were going to talk about this, I would have brought cards. This is what you would bring cards for? Dan asked, half lunging across the table. This? Are you kidding me? I'll bring note cards for subjects I care about, Michael replied airily. That's true, Katie said. If it doesn't involve his dick, he doesn't care. Dan pressed his fingers against his forehead. They were only halfway through their meal, and they couldn't keep going like this. Okay, is there something about Star Wars we could be talking about?